now upon a stone-cold gurney, I imagine a death-told journey. Over many days and weeks of fearing, the wicked black widow whore, while I labored distinctly thinking, the sin was honored, lusting fucking, throbbing hard cock she was sucking, behind my bedroom door. 'Tis some stranger wanting more, fucking behind my bedroom door. The wicked black widow, for only her fool, and no one more. Ah, vividly I remember hot cunt flaming amber, in her mind evil doer cast her soul in death upon the wooden floor. Or I beg to borrow to see my life not in tomorrow, past hubby's met sorrow for the forgotten lore, for the venomous deadly black widow whom the devil calls his hot whore. Now she lives on forevermore. Now my terror drives her silken hot lips, the whore arousal between open hips. Scared me, snared me with hideous terrors never felt before. So that now to thump the beating into my veins, my sad heart heaping, thus her ghost comes to murder like the two husbands before. She brings the death reaper through my bedroom door, the death reaper and nothing more. Forthwith her ghost grew stronger, producing then Satan's daughter. Taken, forsaken, I beg your mercy, I implore. And now I find my praying in earnest. I was pleading, reaping, raving. You came lurking behind my bedroom door. That I felt the cold, cold air my heart laid bare. Scared and pleading behind my bedroom door. 'Tis the black widow and nothing more. Falling into vulgar buoyancy, laid with mental vacancy, desiring arousing my hardened cock. Inside her wet cunt, wanton as before, jerking and slipping, she grabbed my cock. Like a sucking fucking whore of Bangkok. The silence was broken, my cock was her token. And the only word spoken was the moaning on the breath of my black widow whore. She fucked me here and nothing more. The black widow resorted to hideous murder. I drank the poisonous glass of bitter apple cider. It was then I saw the truth. The woman I was warned about in my youth. Only in my death and nothing more. Ah, behind my fucking bedroom door. And it was at that moment that I saw her for what she truly was, a day of reckoning. I now see her. Condemned soul to see her. Yet, I saw the morphing features of Kylie. Grotesque image materialized. Strands of webs came floating down, brushing across my face. The dead stench choked my breath. With a horrible creeping action, the coarse, spiny, multiple legs began to scale across the bathtub. Its distorted shadow creeping across the bathroom wall. That curled the blood within terror. Front legs pawed at the air in front of my face. Its hard shell of raven glossy black. Unspeakable wild shiny ruby eyes bulged in their sockets. Glaring out with terrible intensity. There was a long hairy vertical slit. From which hung black quivering fangs that sharpened to a point. Its poisonous fangs dripping caustic on my chest. The spider screeched out the smell of maggot rotted flesh. Its long hairy tentacles jumped from its mouth. Suddenly, flash of pain in my wrist. Tentacle jabbed deep, becoming clearer and clearer, emptying out all the flowing of one's lifeblood from my body. Hell, that this moment was a fucked up dream. My soul to be awakened by that morning beam, to discover my body with both eyes to mark, of morbid hallucination, of nightmarish sorrow. I feel the dreaded silence of a dead, cold reality. I lay in the throes of death, the suffering must be, and murderous, hideous visions, a return to the earth. While waiting on my death, tormented from birth. Sweet dreams. Bum, 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 bum. Sweet as Mary in the sand.
Bum, 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 bum.
Please turn on your magic beam, Mr. Sandman.
Yes, I'll bring you a dream.
Whatever you do, don't fall.